Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Helena Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. Today's show, Leaving the Corporate World to a Rewarding Career in Health and Wellness. Now, according to the University of Wisconsin, the global wellness economy is a $4.2 trillion market as of 2017, up from $3.7 trillion in 2015. This trend is expected to continue with an estimated growth rate of 14% between 2019 and 2029 for the health and wellness field. Large growth of the wellness industry proves that wellness is a growing interest to the general population. Today, I welcome my special guest, Becca, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who shares her journey leaving the corporate world to a rewarding career in health and wellness. Welcome to the show, Becca.
Hey, Helena, thank you so much for having me. What an honor to be here in this radio talk.
Yes, thank you for being a guest. Our conversation prior was it was so in-depth and very, mm-hmm. very uplifting. Your journey is amazing. Reading through your bio, you and I sound very similar. You became mm-hmm. a lawyer, correct? What industry?
Yes.
Which industry were you?
Actually, it started with a car accident, then it moved to a family lawyer.
Oh wow, that's quite the. Family law is not easy. Yeah, I don't know if I remember calling or telling you that I was going to be a criminal lawyer way back, and I decided against it after doing work experience during high school. Yeah, so that's why I said our journeys are somewhat familiar. So, and then you went into the financial institution. What brought you out of that? It's very rare that you hear that a business person, a corporate individual, decides, you know what, this is not feeding me anymore in terms of health and wellness and my soul, and then they embark on a health and wellness industry. It's very rare that you hear of that, because when you think about the corporate world, it's all about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Success.
Yes.
So what shifted for you?
Yeah, so as you said very well, it's a very secure area. You know, I believe it all comes from the renewal of our mindset and how we allow ourselves and give permission to ourselves to dream and live the dreams that we have. Now, unfortunately, we are too caught up in the security, financial stability, right? And then we put that as a priority in our life, and we kind of forget the purposes that God has for us. So really, on the year 7, working at a financial institution in a management position, I start feeling that it was time for me to move to another position in the bank. So at that time, I was still considering other positions. until I felt from God that I was actually supposed to leave, to get out of that industry. And nothing against the industry itself. Some people are called to be there. I was just not that person. My time was just had come to an end. And I wasn't super clear on what was that going to look like. But I remember, Helena, being in a prayer meeting, and this person actually spoke that word over me. The person spoke that word in this prayer meeting and did not know who was it for. And they just released it. It was like just a five of us. And the person said, I believe someone here is supposed to leave the bank. Your time in the bank is over. I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Said, this is for me, because God was so good that it didn't leave me there, like questioning whether or not I had heard from him correctly or not. So that was really helped me to allow myself to then, okay, let me think outside of this box here and see where you want to take me. Because until then, I hadn't allowed myself to and given permission to myself to think outside of that security, right? So I then hired a mentor. It was December of 2016. I hired a mentor to kind of help me navigate how was I going to transition out of the bank. Then during this meeting, it was very eye-opening, and it really stirred up some thoughts and dreams, and it came out, obviously, the health and wellness passion that I had for so many years, but didn't go beyond me reading articles or reading books about it. So then I had this thought, well, I love to dance. I did dance ballet classic growing up until university. And at that point, that's when I had to make a decision, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to become a ballerina, a professional one, or I will, you know, move to do something else. So I had left that passion also behind. So all of that started stirring up within me, and the dance and the health and wellness passion and worship to God. So that's how it started. So my mentor at that time, she asked me, Becca, when would you like to get out of the bank? And I had no idea, but I just stopped and had this thought, and I said, in 6 months. So it came out of my mouth, 6 months, and from that point on, I started to plan my exit from the bank.
You know,
and there's more.
Oh, I believe there's more, because I just listening to you, you know, we talked a lot about spirituality, you know, God consciousness, Jesus consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, whether you believe in it or not, it does exist in our eyes, because we've shared our experiences, our journeys together in relation to this. I believe, from what you're telling me, that energy of the dance and the movement never left you. You were guided back to movement, but in a different way. Does that make sense? You know, sometimes we get caught up.
I get goosebumps when you say that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. It never left you. It was your calling to come back to movement, back to health and wellness, because it was within your soul anyway. It was like with me and becoming a criminal lawyer. You know, at that time, I was still in high school, and, you know, being in Ontario, Grade 13 was still in existence. I don't know if it still is or not, but I didn't want to spend that extra year in school all day, so I asked to gain credit through work experience, and they put me at the courthouse criminal division. I worked, you know, volunteered. I worked with all the levels within the court system, judges, lawyers, you know, watched the way the police officers operated in that system as well, as you know. But by the end of that 6 months, what opened my eyes was how the human condition can treat each other. And I was in a murder case, actually, listening in, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, no, I can't do this. This is not me. I'm not strong enough in terms of, I mean, you got to be a very different, not different. You know, criminal lawyers are exceptionally, they need to be strong. So, you know, it leaves you at a crossroads, and you go, well, what am I going to do now? And just jumping into the fitness industry was quite easy for me because I was already on the track team. I already was teaching classes part-time at Catherine's Lady Fitness back then. So I jumped right into it. But with you, it's like you went into this journey. You know, you were at the crossroads, and you went, okay, I'll get into law. And so looking back, do you, if you want to continue on with your story, do you have any regrets at all? Like,
oh, no, not at all. Never looking back. Mm. Because, you know, God has placed gifts inside of us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
has, the Bible says that he has known us before we were in our mother's womb. He has written mm-hmm. a book of life about us individually. So, mm-hmm. and the gifts that he places inside of us are to serve others. So others benefit from me walking in my gifting. I benefit from you, Helena, walking in your gifting. And that's the heart of God. So it's really not about me, although I am very benefited as well because God is so generous and he's so loving that I am very fulfilled in the process. Now, I do have to say this. It's not easy because we are going against the current. When we say yes to the call of God in our life, and whether a person who is listening believes or not, God knows them individually, knows them by name, and each one has a book of life written about them. How amazing is this? That we're just not left to do, you know, just be lost in this world. Now, we do have a free will to live that walk or not. It's up to us. But if we do want to, if we are open to it, he will guide us, and we will go with him alongside, because I believe that what is in our book of life is not humanly possible. It's not possible for us to do on our own strength, but it really reaches his goals and plans for us once we walk with him alongside him. So that's why I can say with confidence that there's no turning back. Not necessarily because there's no obstacle, but because there's so much fulfillment and purpose in what I'm doing.
Absolutely. You know, I absolutely agree with you. I have never regretted not becoming a criminal lawyer.
Mm.
I have never regretted.
Right.
In fact, I am so happy, and I believe, you know, I had to do that. And we tend to forget God's presence in this journey of life. You know, he may have put me in that situation. What were the chances of sitting in on that murder case observing? Right? That's all I was doing, was observing. And then they pull out all the evidence and photos. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So, you know, in speaking with you at this moment, the thought came down was that God showed you, this is the human condition. Is this what you want to deal with? You want to see this aspect of humanity where they can get to a point mentally and emotionally where they can do this to one another. So, wow, it's just a revelation right now. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And how many people,
oh,
Becca, are actually walking this lifespan unhappy with what they're doing? They're not
mm-hmm.
fully, they're not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I believe there's that fear. Well, no, I need to do this because I need that money. I need that property. I need that
Absolutely.
Real estate. I need the thought patterns are directed more towards the materialistic as opposed to
mm-hmm.
what am I supposed to do to help the other,
mm-hmm.
the brother or the sister or the other person beside me, it's not that thought process.
Yeah.
And I think it's we're in a situation now, and I really didn't want to talk about the world situation, but there's even more fear, obviously, for obvious
yeah.
reasons.
Yeah.
So you what area of health and wellness you got into Revelation Wellness Instructor. Can you share what that is? What's that about?
Yeah, so just fast forward outside of the financial industry, I then started to invest in myself, and so I took some time to take to get certified as a Revelation Wellness Instructor, which is we use a workout setting and a worship dance setting to minister to people, because we are not only flesh, we are soul, mind, spirit, and body, right? So the heart of this is to lead people into doing exercises while we are teaching the Word of God or while we are worshiping, and we just have this beautiful dynamic, and I have different types of classes that I offer alongside a medical device that I also am a distributor of. So they walk hand in hand. And so the fitness classes, they have different formats depending on what the client's needs are. So let's say someone would like to grow in worshiping God and expressing their worship to God, then I would be leading them into a spontaneous worship class. So I'll be helping them how they can use their body and using different pathways to express their hearts, their emotions, and their adoration to the Lord. And we will do that together at a one-on-one class, or we do it as a group. And also different types of, this client's interest is just to do a workout, then we will do a worship workout. We will do workouts, but with a worship song, and also engaging not only our muscles, but also our hearts and our emotions towards God. I also have another class, which is called Intercessory Dance. So instead of speaking a prayer to someone, we actually become the prayer with our body movement. So the way we just let it to the Holy Spirit to guide our movement. It's no longer a no-brainer. Like the brain's no longer so involved in if this movement looks pretty, if this looks like a dance, or if this is beautiful enough. But it's really about expressing, letting the Holy Spirit move us and as we intercede for others. So we have different types of classes. Also, we have the meditating in the Word of God. We interpret a particular Bible verse, and we make that into movement. We express that with our bodies, and we literally embody the Word of God, if we can say it that way. So that's one type of service that I offer. The other is these medical devices that I'm a distributor of that helps the blood circulation.
And how does it, if you don't mind describing how you would initiate that on the client's body? Like, is it a machine that you put on, various areas, like where there's pain or there's injuries?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so this medical device is called the BEMER. So BEMER stands for bioelectromagnetic energy regulation. So basically it equips the body to do what it does best. So a lot of us don't realize how important our blood flow is. So basically our blood flow is the fountain of youth and the fountain of health. God has given us this powerful gift, which is our blood flow. And what this device does, it actually increases vasomotion. So what it means, like the vessels in our body, which is the microcirculation, they are very tiny vessels, like they're called the capillaries. And these capillaries are 74% of our circulatory system. So we have the arteries and the veins. And what will connect arteries with the veins are the capillaries, and they are 74% of our circulatory system. So these small, tiny vessels are then induced to move with the help of this device. And this device is basically a mat that you lay on, and you lay on for 8 minutes only, and it will release pulse electromagnetic waves into your body. You don't actually feel anything. And we also have different programs of intensity. We normally start very low. It's still very low all the way up, but it's still there are levels of intensity of penetration, right? So if someone, for example, is in a lot of back pain, normally when there's an injury in the back, there are scar tissues that will form around the injury. However, that doesn't help the blood to flow, because that is the blood flowing in the area that will promote healing. So what BEMER will do, we have an accessory that we can target the treatment into that particular area. And that way, even though there are scar tissues around the vessel, around the tendon and the muscle, with the help of the BEMER, those vessels will move and will promote a more optimal blood circulation. And the result, Helena, is just miracle. You can't believe. It's not that the machine is healing you. The machine is equipping your body to do what it does, but at its best capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the results are amazing. If you can just elaborate a little more, it helps the immune system be stronger, because if there is an optimal blood flow, then we have more nutrients, more oxygen flowing in our tissues, our organs, and we have a faster removal of toxins. We do not want those virus, bacteria, any type of toxins in our body, right? We don't want them to stay there longer than what they need to be. So we get rid of them faster. So we have a better performance, a muscular performance. We have pain being relieved, if not completely removed. We have a better cardiovascular performance. And we really have an increase of energy and mental acuity. It's just amazing.
Now, is it a mat that you can order from you, or is it something that it's a service that you're providing?
Something that.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. The client would come through me, and they would order on my website, and it would be delivered straight to their address.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, with the classes, have you ever, combined both modalities? Do you know what I mean? So you've taught a class or you've done a class, and then use that bioelectric magnetic energy on a client?
Yeah, you see,
I think that would
you
be
are
so neat to
you have a vision.
It came to my mind immediately. I'm like, I wonder if you've combined both. how yeah, the and I'm interested in learning more with the Revelation Wellness instructor. What when you do that type of movement and you're connecting, the perfect example. Take yoga. Yoga in India is actually a spiritual practice.
Yeah.
Those movements are basically you're connecting to the various gods that, you know, they believe in. But here in North America, it's kind of a different train of thought. People participate in yoga because, it helps me feel good, I can meditate, they stretch. Really, yoga is not about stretching. It is about a spiritual practice, about spiritual growth with the various gods that the East Indians believe in or that area of the world believes in. So with because I see some sort of almost like it's almost the same line in line with that thinking, but it's not really because you're
line.
What kind of movements would you do? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like what kind of movements do you do? Like
absolutely,
are they
for sure? Yoga is if you look at the movements, they are actually worshiping other gods with those movements.
Yes.
And
yes.
There are even some people who did not intend to start it as a worship experience. I mean, talking about yoga, but in reality, they did have spiritual experiences. They after came to realize that. So it can be tricky. People need to be aware of that. So thanks for pointing it out. In our case, the reality is God is the creator, right? So he creates everything. And he created us to be fulfilled spiritually. And that's in our worship dance practice or workout practice, we are being ministered in our spirit and in our body. So our movements are to worship God. With yoga, the idea is that you would empty your mind. But in our case, we don't want to empty our minds. Minds that are empty are actually, we have an Indian, an expression that we use in Brazil because that's my background. I'm actually half Brazilian, half Italian. And migrated to Canada.
I have to throw that in. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Right.
I said, come and stay, which
namaste
is hello. Sorry.
So in my class is not like that. We don't empty our minds. We fill our minds with the word of God. We fill our minds with the truth that sets us free, with words of unconditional love that God has for us, with his promises. That's what we fill our minds with, faith, with purpose. So it is a very fulfilling and purpose-filled classes. That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, my grandfather on my mother's side was his lineage comes from the healing, and he would always touch people. You know, if you had a headache, you know, you'd go to see my grandfather. He was quite well known for that, and you know, it didn't matter any type of pain, and all he did was put his hand on the area. And it
wow.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch. Not just that he had his hand on the individual, but how his body was reacting. You know, we're running out of time. We can go into deep discussion about this. Is
right.
there contact information if somebody wanted to reach out to you in relation to your classes and the bioelectric magnetic energy device?
Yeah.
Is there a phone number, website?
Yeah, our website is wellbeingreset.com. That's our website.
Okay.
And so my email would really be the same, wellbeingreset at wellbeing.me. So PM, two letters, .me. So wellbeingreset.com.
Wonderful. I want to thank you so much for sharing your journey. It's a beautiful journey, and I hope that many others follow suit because it's wonderful. It's an amazing journey dipping into health and wellness. I will have to now say goodbye. But
yeah,
you know what?
You,
I'll
Helena.
Call you later on,
I'm
right
on
after
it.
The show, and we'll see if we'll do part two of this. I think there's more to share. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for being on the show, and I will connect with you soon. Thank you, Becca.
Sounds good, Helena. Thank you again. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.